como Ilan.
Hello again and welcome to PCP. It's me, it's Kogel. It's PCP 432 back on, well, it's a Sunday morning actually. It's a Sunday morning. I'm a bit late today getting the show together. Sunday morning, rather nice, cold but bright day here in February. And looking forward to the rest of the day. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to be doing, but I think I might be out in the garden at some point. Anyway, let's talk about the music. That was Break Free. The track was by Soncall or Sonicall. You can find him at sonicsquirrel.net, which is where I picked the track up. Although it does actually come from Planet X Records, which is a German label at planet-x-records.de. It doesn't have his own web space, but I do know he comes from Buenos Aires in Argentina. So that is your first destination on this world tour of weird and wonderful music. We're going to go off to California, France, Croydon, Cologne, Toronto, Montreal, somewhere else in California, New York, Croatia, a couple of gorgeous, though I don't know where the hell they're from, Austin, Texas, and finally ending up back in California. But let's have another track. I'm going to play a track by David Starfire. Now, I've played him before. He's rather brilliant. He's from California. I think he's from San Francisco in California. He's done some wonderful background mashups. This one has actually got Afrika Bambaataa on the album. It's from the excellent Six Degrees Records, sixdegreesrecords.com. You can find David Starfire at davidstarfire.com. All very simple. This is The House of Bangra. And after you hear this track, we're going to go into a bit of a sort of an outside broadcast that I did a couple of weeks ago with my old mate Grumbler down at Grumbledown Farm. That's right. So, David Starfire, House of Bangra.
Put him up! Afrika Bambaataa! David Starfire! drives me crazy. Stop playing this to me. The house of Bondra. The feelings are on. Everybody starts dancing. Bondra. Bondra. The feelings are on.
Wind noise, and well, there's a reason for that, isn't there?
Yep, beans last night. We're in the middle of a field, Pete.
Well, there we go.
Not any field.
Not any field, no.
My field.
Your field.
One of my fields.
One. Oh, you got more than one?
Three fields.
Well.
And I used to only have four sheds, but I've lost count now.
So you moved then?
Yep.
Moved from the land of the stockbroker and the land of the what?
Well, fields.
Fields, yeah.
Welcome to Grumbler's Oast.
Indeed. We are standing in the middle of somewhere, and you're in. Oh, we're Kent, aren't we? Are we in Sussex or Kent?
We're in East Sussex.
East Sussex, yep. Just about. And it's bloody big, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. I think we've got about 20 acres in total.
And what are you going to do with it?
Well, the horses will eat quite a lot of it.
Right. And you've got a few of them, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, there are now on this property, I think, 18. They're not all ours.
No.
Only 14 of them are ours.
Oh, right. That's all right then. Yeah. The other four, what? You just popped in for a laugh?
One belongs to my sister-in-law and one belongs to our friend who's just moved down to the local village.
I was thinking I couldn't get well. I just that time, tell me, come on.
I'm going to assume, take my life in my hands, that this is off. But while climbing over it, I'm going to make sure that none of the dangly bits hit the bottom strip. We are now, I am.
You're trespassing.
Yep.
Shall I trespass as well?
Oh, go on.
Go on then.
We're following the country code, leaving all the gates shut, not doing any harm.
Yeah.
Leaving nothing but footprints and taking nothing but memories.
You've been reading again. You have, haven't you?
Oh,
I told you to stop doing that.
I started listening to the Archers again and all. Well, it's good enough for John Peel, good enough for me.
Thank you. Digital, the Uber Fire. brain, but I ain't no mod. I'm electrifying, that it comes to jump start. Worry at the top, you find deep in the spot. 300 beats, now I'm still spinning harder. Basically, I'm getting it and I just draw your card. And you wait on my page, let alone my shot. Let your band tell you about the rider and the snake. Well, let's come and fill you in the real and the fake. Somebody have a head like fish out of water. If you prefer, then lamb to the slaughter. You come right in front of us, the ready of the beast. A different kind of war from a different side east. Or London, I see a plenty stars ready for fling. Where any beat enter the big pen, I don't think I'll kill them hard. Eat up everything I left the whole yard. 17 shots, spin earth and sharp. But serious, not in the game, forget part.
Yo! We them a follow. Bad man Flinty and the demon rocker. Why? We tell you nobody do it better. Come in at the place and make the dance all hotter. Yo! We them a follow. Bad man Flinty and the demon rocker. Why? We tell you nobody do it better. Come in at the place and make the dance all hotter.
I told you it's steeper on the way up.
Yeah, it is a bit, yeah. It's all right, though. We're both fit gentlemen, aren't we?
We are, yeah.
You got to be careful used to be fat bastards, poops, didn't we?
If you're not clever, if you're not too careful, you can get sucked off.
Well, there you go, yeah. Doesn't happen very often for me.
No. And it's quite embarrassing if anyone's watching at the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They do laugh. Your socks end up all damp as well.
Do they now?
Yeah.
Yeah. The mind boggles. Shall I play some music?
All right, wait on the drop. Take the car when it's deep in the block. I don't know. No frictions.
Wishing we could.
So yeah, this would be the festival field.
I think it's a very good festival field.
You know, I mean, obviously we'd have to be very, very careful because we'd have to be very, very, very tidy because you know, let the horses out again, and you know, don't really want them stumbling over used syringes.
No.
Well, that's obviously, you know,
all you've got to do is tell them to clean up.
Well,
yourself.
It's funny, I was thinking about that.
Well, if Clithers actually brings his nurse this time, there won't be any loose Leicester inches, will there?
Well, that's true, yeah.
Because he'll have had his medication on time, as usual.
Yeah. Mind you, quite a lot of the syringes are from his secret hobby that not many people know about, which is cake icing.
Indeed, yeah.
Because he does a lot of that.
Well, yeah.
It's indoor work with very little heavy lifting.
I don't know. Icing bags can be quite heavy at his age.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
And it depends who baked the cakes.
Well, yeah. Well, you see, his wife is making the cakes.
Right, okay.
But not many people know about the icing.
Right.
Yeah, makes it himself, you know.
Ooh, what, like Blackadder's Baldrick's cappuccino?
on those lines, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't even want to think about that. He wouldn't need a syringe for that, would he?
No.
Just a steady hand.
It's all in the wrist action, isn't it? Dance a dance song. Dance a dance song. Right then. So as we approach Grumbler's host, we'll say goodbye. Say goodbye, Paul.
Goodbye, Paul.
It's good night from me.
And it's good night from him.
Good night.
Good night.
Just wait for better days. Ooh yeah, 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 yeah. This is us that
I do hope you enjoyed that last track, and I hope you enjoyed all the tracks in between. It was me and Mr. Grumbler out a couple of weeks ago on a lovely sunny afternoon, squatting our way around his farm, Grumbledown Farm, as it should be called. As you heard, he's still in fine fettle. He's in good he's in good mood. He's enjoying his break to the countryside. It really is in the middle of nowhere, I have to say, but it's a very nice little place indeed, and I'm sure we'll do lots of wonderful things to make it even nicer. With a bit of luck, he did mention sort of the festival field that he is talking about, whether we can bring it off, a whole bunch of us together. But he is talking about having Grumblefest, where a bunch of artists get together on the back of a truck probably and play. Well, you know, let's face it, that's how Glastonbury started, so why shouldn't Grumblefest be the same? We just don't know. We'll have to wait and see. So what did you hear in terms of the tracks? Well, after you heard House of Bangor by David Starfire, you heard Redemption Blues by Nicholas Repak, who you heard also a couple of weeks ago. He's from France. You can find him at facebook.com. We've got a long facebook.com website thing that I'm not going to tell you about. If you want to find out more, always go to petekogel.com and look up the name of the podcast, which is PCP 432. A lot of people often say, what's the running order? What's the show notes? Well, they're all on petekogel.com. That's where you go, petekogel.com. Find the place there. Look up the show that you're listening to. It's got all the information you ever need. That's from the No Format label at noformat.net. And we had a very old track that the Secret Archives guys have been going through some CDRs and some stuff that they've had over the years. That was a track called Salam by Secret Archives of the Vatican. It goes back, I think, to 2001, I think, that particular track. I think it's what has been said, although some of them go back even further than that. You can find more from those guys, of course, at Broken Drum Records. Then we had Make the Dance Hall Hotta by King Opossum from Reggae Dubwise. He is based in Cologne, Germany. And we had Police State by Citizen Sound, Old Aaron Scarum and Amoye together again on a new album, all about Police State. Citizen Sound is the way you'll find him, citizensound.ca, from Toronto and Canada. And then over there, we then moved on to Montreal in Canada, where we had Dance It, Dance All, the Funked Fix by the Eastern Elises. I gather the guys over at the podcast played a track, the original version of this, the other day, and said, "Oh, that reminds me of a PCP show." Well, yes, there was a particular. I think there's about six or seven versions of that particular track on the EP, which you can find at theeasternelises.com. From Montreal in Canada, and I played the Funked Fix, very good, also available from Jomendo. And then we had the final track, which is Slightly 11. How can you get Slightly 11? You're going to go all the way to 11 by Natural Heights. You can find them at reverbnation.com/Natural Heights from California. And that is from IODA. Now, IODA, yes. IODA Promonet. Been playing the tracks from IODA Promonet since I started in 2006. They've been taken over by somebody else who has decided to kill it. It's dead. It's gone. Which is a real shame. They've been in contact with people that use it and said, you know, we might have something else. And I sort of appealed to them and said, well, you know, what are you going to do? Have you got something? And they said, nope, nothing at all. What do you do? What do you use the service for? So I told them what I use the service for. And they said, thanks very much. We'll consider. Which could mean they will consider, or could mean absolutely so at all. I just don't know. But that's a music resource that I used to use a lot that I can't use anymore. But thankfully, there are plenty of music resources out there, and I get some really interesting stuff from lots of different people. So there you go. Speaking of independent people, Independent Music Promotions at independentmusicpromotions.com sent me this. This is a lady called Marla Mays. She's from New York. Think Patti Smith, think a bit Zappa, think a bit all sorts, really. This is it is the only reggae-influenced track on the album. I will play some more of them on other things, but of course this reggae one particularly got to me. It's a track with a message, so if you happen to be looking for a message, this is one. Have a listen and tell me what you think. Reality is people dying. Reality.
people starving. It's a hex, it's a vex on our nation. It's no exaggeration.
Anorexia.
Self-hatred, me a dem a promote, yeah, yeah. With them TV, newspaper, magazine. Yo, about time we make some money with a different plan. Get real, me see the people suffer the consequence. Save the youth them from suicide change. Internet promoting them zero size dreams. I give them such a terrible delusional dreams. Yo,
the world is topsy-turvy. When our girls don't like their curvy.
Anorexia.
So whether that's something that's particularly pertinent to Marla Mays, whether she's ever been a sufferer or she has friends that have been sufferers, but obviously anorexia is a pretty awful thing. I know someone just at this moment in time that has got anorexia, and they don't look very good. And I'm kind of hoping that they get sorted out soon. They are taking medical advice, which is a good thing. It's not a very nice thing to do, and you know, most of the time it's not necessary. I mean, I know, sort of talking to various ladies that I talk to, their perception of what they look like and my perception of what they look like as a bloke, two different things. You know, there's you know, blokes tend to sort of like the fuller figure. Well, I mean that's not true of all blokes, but I do. I think the fuller figure is fine, and people that want to style themselves, you know, really is not necessary. I mean, I can say that having lost 3 stone in weight myself, it is good to lose weight if you are overweight, but there is a point when you can take it too far. So yeah, be careful, ladies, be careful. I know it's, I don't say ladies because I know it's ladies that mostly suffer from this, but of course blokes can as well. Anyway, so that was Anorexia by Marla Mays. Marla Mays, M-A-S-E .com is where you'll find her, from New York. I'll play some more from her over the next few weeks, and big thanks to Independent Music Productions for sending that to me. Now the next track is by Dynasty, which is another release on the Fresh Pulp record label. I've had a couple of them come out in the last couple of weeks. Played one last time. This is Dynasty is the sort of the a new wing, a new arm, as it were, of Waitapu, who are from Croatia. You can find out more about this album at fresh-pulp.net. It's Fresh Pulp number 67. And the track is called Kill for That Chill. Dynasty, aka Waitapu, from Croatia. You can find them at freshpulp.net, fresh-pulp.net. Excellent stuff, worthwhile. We'll check out the whole record label, of course, all free, all downloadable under Creative Commons. And it's definitely worth listening to. Good stuff, good stuff. Now the next track is from Enigmatic Records, which you can find them at enigmaticsounds.bandcamp.com. The majority of the tracks are available at a price greater than zero, of course, but this is a particular free download by a band or an artist called Quanta. I'm not quite sure exactly where they come from. I think they might be Antipodean, but I'm not quite sure. The track is called Sensiverse.
I think what's going on is that it's the universe coming awake to itself. I think that consciousness permeates reality.
groove on that one. I thought that was Sensiverse by Quanta. You can find Quanta at the record label enigmaticsounds.bandcamp.com. That's enigmatic, T-I-K, sounds.bandcamp.com. Marvellous, marvellous. Another track now. I've got two more tracks from IOTA, but this one is also from Trenchant Dubs, Trenchant Recordings. I'm not quite sure where they're from. I think I've played them before. I'm suspecting they're American. I'm not quite sure. But this is the Omana VIP, the Le Sang remix of that track by Trenchant Dubs. Check it out. Omana VIP, the Le Sang remix of a track originally by Trenchant Dubs. Find that at trenchantrecordings.com. Also available, as I said, from IOTA, which is, I mean, I'm giving you the links for iotapromonet.com, but of course the bloody thing's down now, which is a real shame, so do apologise for that. But there have been some great moments, and they have played some great songs over the years, and I've enjoyed using the service, so bit of a shame really, but that's the way it goes. These things come, these things go, life moves on. Right, of course, as life has been moving on, it has been Valentine's Day this week. It's not Valentine's Day at the moment, but the two tracks that I'm about to play have tipping my cap in the direction of love and Valentine's Day. This is a track that was actually released on Valentine's Day. It's by 311. The track's called Amber, and it is the Symbionic Remix Instrumental. Which is definitely worth checking out. It's Symbionic. That's Symbionic, P-S-Y-M-B-I-O-N-I-C, Bionic, B-I-O-N-I-C. From Austin, Texas. Got this SoundCloud. Check it out. Symbionic remix, the instrumental remix of Amber by 311. I don't know if that particular track did have some particularly soft and slushy lyrics on it. I'm not quite sure, but I like that particular version, and it was a free download, and I played it for you. He's from Austin, or Symbionic as well. It's from Austin in Texas in the US. I got SoundCloud. You can find him at soundcloud.com/Symbionic. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed the show. It's been a little bit different having Mr. Grumbler, of course, around, and he'll be back in May with Mr. Clitheroe as well, when we sort of go off and do our usual stuff, which is play Silly Buggers down at the Great Escape, which I have to say I'm really looking forward to already. That's in May. But in between times, we'll have lots of good shows, lots of good music. Don't forget, there's a PCP every 2 weeks, and in between, there's a podcast for me every single week. There's a Dub Zone, a PCP, a Dubstep Zone, and another PCP. So you're never going to be short of a piece of musical entertainment coming to your ears every week, maybe on a Saturday, maybe on a Sunday. But I do my best, and I try to get them out there. If I do have a problem getting a podcast out, normally sort of let you know. Everything has been do I say everything's been quiet on the family front? Tempting fate, really, saying that, but I will say it anyway. So far, so good. And I'll be back in a couple of weeks, back here and in PCP. I'll leave you with one last track, also Love influenced. This is Love is King by the Funnelheads. You can find them at thefunnelheads.com. They're from Dana Point in California. This is Pete Kogel. This has been PCP 432. It's goodbye from me, and it's goodbye to you. That's all I can say, really. Anything else will be just complete bollocks. See you soon, folks.
Will come with acceptance. I've really had enough of unpleasant. Love is not a king that's above all the peasants. It doesn't kill, doesn't come with no weapons. It only brings joy and comes with the message. Needs to be nothing but love that we're spreading. Understand that we all are one, we are brethren. And it is seen in the sun as it's setting. Peace won't exist till each one of us is free. We will find true love in this world, only if love is king. Put other things to the side, love is king within us, king within us. It's how my dreams come alive, love is king within us, king within us. Love is king within us, love is king within us, love is king within us. Capable of nothing's as sacred as love. It costs us, but love is free. What makes it is us, love is made out of trust. These bad vibes trouble me. It's what it does to inside, make sure the love is alive. If you let it, the love will lead. The true kingdoms arrive, love is king within us. Peace won't exist till each one of us is free. We will find true love in this world, only if love is king. Put other things to the side, love is king within us, king within us. It's how my dreams come alive, love is king within us, king within us. Love is king within us, love is king within us, love is king within us. We talk about love, but don't love each other openly. We talk about love and what love is supposed to be. Love is something that comes from the heart. Love is something that's filled with respect. All I know is that love won't ever tear us apart. Put other things to the side, love is king within us, king within us. Till my dreams come alive, love is king within us, king within us. Love is king within us.